In the early 1700s, Scotland had only just become part of Great Britain. In that uneasy, rebellious time, a few Highland clans decided to fight for the English king, and eventually these men, known as the Black Watch, became Scotland's elite regiment. The Black Watch served in countless conflicts over the years, but one of the most controversial was their deployment to Iraq in 2003. Now, a play based on the storied regiment and called Black Watch has opened in New York after rave reviews at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival last year. The play was commissioned by the National Theatre of Scotland. It follows a Black Watch squad through the dangers of Iraq and back home again. The spare staging and the claustrophobic atmosphere make the theater-goer feel as cooped up as the soldiers in their armored personnel carrier in the desert near Basra. Gregory Burke wrote the play.
When I started to do the research, when I started to look at the history, I thought there was a much bigger story than just about Iraq. There was a story. This was the first Highland regiment to throw in its lot with the British sort of crown. And it was the beginning of Britain as the modern entity it is today. You know, that coincided with that. So there was almost a story about modern Scotland and modern Britain and the imperial adventures of this regiment and what part they played in the British Empire. And the other thing that was controversial at the time is that the regiments were being amalgamated into their individual status was being taken away, and they were being amalgamated into a Royal Regiment of Scotland, as it's called now. And the Black Watch were only going to become one battalion in that. So all this, all the history, all the kind of things that people feel made that regiment special and different and made people want to serve in it were going to be taken away to a certain extent. So there became a much bigger story than just about Iraq. There became a really huge historical perspective.
Actor Jack Fortune plays the sergeant. He doesn't have a name in the play, just Sergeant. Fortune comes by his martial bearing naturally. Several members of his family served in the Black Watch.
Lots of people I call uncle. I think they're my godfathers. My grandfather joined at the beginning of in 1903, mm-hmm. and he served in the First World War and in the Second World War, and then my dad joined in the Second World War, and my brother joined in the 60s, mm-hmm. and served in Cyprus and a little bit in Northern Ireland as well.
There was a tremendous amount of pride about the Black Watch being the elite Scottish regiment, yes?
Absolutely. I'm sure every other Scottish regiment would say exactly the same thing. But from there's huge rivalry and, yeah. You know, there are no polite nicknames for each other.
No, absolutely not. You know, they can all pick fights with each other quite easily.
Absolutely.
You know? Which
they have code words. Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't. But you just have to say a certain word in a pub and you know that you'll have a fight on your hands.
Their aggression, the tribal nature of these Scottish warriors, makes them a strangely good match for the warfare of modern Iraq. At one point, the men yell, "We're Celts, we're tribes ourselves." When playwright Gregory Burke went hunting for stories of Iraq in the pubs of Fife, Scotland, he had to buy more than one pint to loosen the tongues of the men who served.
It was a weird process to get there, to get the stories and to get the trust. And one of the reasons I was able to do it was because I come from that area. And the group of soldiers I met, I didn't really want to speak to soldiers I knew because I didn't want that closeness. And there's always that feeling that, you know, there's something slightly exploitative about making a piece of art out of something that's a very traumatic and personal experience for these guys. They share this with each other, but you're always an outsider. You know, so they do tell you. They tell you all the funny stories and all the anecdotes and all this happened and all the sort of bizarre things that happened during warfare. But one of the things with the play was they don't tell you about the emotion. They don't tell you about the bad moments, when people get killed. You say, "How was that?" You know, and it was all right, it was fine, you know. Mm. We just did our job. That's part of the job. You get on with it. So that became why we had to find all these other mediums within the piece to express that emotion. Because they won't tell you those things.
Some of the play's most affecting moments are choreographed rather than spoken. At one point, it's mail call. The soldiers pass around the flimsy blue airmail envelopes they call blueies. We can sense the news in their wordless gestures. Actor Jack Fortune's letter conjured a familiar scene from home.
It's my wife saying she went for a walk by the River Erne with the kids, and the dog jumped in and shook himself all over the kids, but he kept on looking around as if he was missing somebody. Then she says, "I hope you got the silk liner in your sleeping bag. It's getting cold over here."
But what's the physical gesture you make?
Oh, I see. How do you just do this on radio? I don't know.
I don't know. You'll just have to tell us what you're doing.
Well, what I do is, I mean, it's the gestures of what seem to me to be walking, and then it's to do with... It's a particular part of the River Erne I know very well, because mm-hmm. I lived there. And it's to do with remembering the trees, the light on the water.
And you're just now... your fingers are fluttering up towards yeah. your eyes, and you've been... moving your hands.
Yes, and then there's the drops from the trees because it's been a damp afternoon.
Now your fingers yeah. are tapping into the palm of yeah. the other hand. It's extremely beautiful. Sign language is, of course, but when you see these soldiers, and you, after a moment you realize, no, it's not actual, you know, they're not spelling letters. They're actually making gestures. There are many moments like that in which movement has been used to stand in for things that are almost too painful to express.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And that was... The thing about Bluey's, that came from... one of the things the soldiers gave us was lots of photographs. And one of the soldiers gave us like 200 or 300 photographs taken from Dogwood. And the only one...
Camp Dogwood.
Where they weren't doing the usual playing up to the camera, being aggressive, all standing with their guns, you know, all that sort of macho stuff, was a guy reading a letter in the background. And he was completely away... He was just sitting in this light, just with this letter, this smile on his face. Hmm. And they said, you know, that he was transported out of that place. And that's where that whole sequence came from, that one photograph.
At least 11 Black Watch servicemen have been killed in the action, and many more wounded. You depict a suicide bombing here, which is just haunting. What did they tell you about that actual incident, and where and when did it happen?
It was really hugely publicized at home because they just arrived in Dogwood and they got attacked and the three of them were killed. And obviously that just added to sort of people's disquiet about things. But in a way, and we don't say that they are those characters, but they are, and it is based on that incident. And it became almost a... During the rehearsal process, I kind of fought against having that as the climactic moment of the play. But in a way, it was inevitable that that was going to be the climactic moment of the play. So yeah, that was how that came about. But again, it was one of those things that it was well publicised enough, and there was enough information about it, even that you could actually watch the bombing on the net. You know, it had been put up by the jihadis on YouTube.
It's done in a way that is just haunting and... the men spell out codes that lets the other men know who's been killed and who's wounded.
Every soldier whether he's in the US forces or he's in the British forces or a Black Watch member of the Black Watch or former, they have nothing but praise for it when they can speak.
Yeah, they do need a little bit of decompression afterwards, because it's almost like they feel like they're back, or they think that was me that was standing there. I was doing that at that time, and lots of them, I know a lot of them now claim that it's all based on them. They use it to get girls.
Whatever works, eh?
Well. Yeah. Actor Jack Fortune and playwright Gregory Burke of the National Theatre of Scotland. Their production, Black Watch, is at St. Anne's Warehouse in Brooklyn until November 11th, but all the performances are currently sold out. However, it's expected to return to America next spring. And this is All Things Considered from NPR News.